Par Halach and Chodesh Halvav is Thursday night, or L'chof Tes Sivan.
So we're learning about a Hefsek, and arguably what I'm about to say applies to after Al Metila Shadayim and before Hamotzi, but maybe Mutav Shiyushoygin Vayu Mezidin, so we'll say it applies to between Hamotzi and eating, what I'm about to say. So you'll say, well, between Hamotzi and eating there's not that much time to do the things I'm going to describe that you're not allowed to do between Hamotzi and eating. So the answer is, maybe not for the person that's making Hamotzi and eating, but to the people, especially at the Shabbos table. So there, between their Omein and eating is as chomer as between making Hamotzi and eating. And sometimes quite a few seconds can elapse, even more than a few seconds. And so the poskim say, when you in this time frame when you're not allowed to talk, you're not allowed to hum a tune either. Humming a tune is considered also on that level of hefsek, and you're not allowed to make a sound which has a specific meaning, such as sha or nu. They have specific meanings, and that's like talking. You also can't do things that are not connected directly to eating. You can't play with the cutlery, fold a napkin, make a sign, pass the salt, pass the soda, pour a drink. These are all things you cannot do between Hamotzi and eating, or between Amein and eating. And arguably you can't do them even just after on Latila Shadayim. Okay, going to the Chavis Halvavis now. We're in the end of Perek Aleph of Shara Precious, which talks about Precious means to abstain, self-denial, self-control. And in Perek Aleph he's talking about the Precious that all the Boi Olam have to exhibit, and that's part of life, part of the world that Hashem made. We couldn't survive if there wouldn't be any Precious. People would get sick, people would get arrested, people would crash, either with cars or they themselves would crash, without self-control. So he says, Hashem made the world in that way that it's necessary to exhibit self-control, because the larger picture of the world is that Hashem put the neshama into this world in a guf, and the nisayon of every person is that the neshama should control the guf rather than vice versa. So he puts it in a guf which needs food and has other needs that he describes, and it has a taiva for those things. The taiva is there to make sure that it eats and to make sure that it does the other things. So it put into the Hashem put into the guf a taiva for those things, and he threw in that it tastes good and it's pleasurable, and that way it's a shtickle reward, he describes it, for the person pursuing those things, so that it's a reward. So you're doing Hashem's plan for the world, so it tastes good and it's pleasurable. But you have to, if you don't exercise self-control, then the nature of the Metzius is that the guf is going to overstep its bounds, and it's going to take over and take much, much more than it needs, and it's going to go to an extreme in indulging itself, and then the neshama is going to lose out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world in which it's necessary to exercise self-control. So you have that muscle, as we saw a few weeks ago in the drasha, it's called the muscle of self-control, and therefore hopefully you're able to utilize the muscle of self-control not to go overboard and get sick, etc., etc. That's like this is the self-control of the Kol Bo Olam. That's the system. Then the Chavis Halavos says something very interesting. He says that there are certain people in the world, I don't know if they exist nowadays, I'm not aware of them, maybe in Tibet, I don't know, maybe, but he says there are certain people that are Prushim Shleimim, that are Menutak Me'iske Olam Hazeh totally, because they serve as role models that you can do it and it could be done, and this is what it means to exercise self-control. So they go to an extreme. The purpose of them is Yilmad, I guess in his days there were people like that. So he says Yilmad mehem kol sug misuga b'nei adam mina precious kafit sarkam. So we learn from them to exercise self-control, precious, in our lives, well, he's not up to Yidden yet. Jews are in Perek Beis. Kafi Tzarkom, the way they're supposed to, Kafi Mashematim, Lahan Hagosam Utnu Hoseyim. Every person has the amount that he needs, or the amount that's over the Gvul, and therefore everybody learns to exercise self-control, what's Matim to their particular situation, to their particular nature. But it would have no pshat of everybody would be porous legamri. Because people wouldn't have children, and people wouldn't work, and people wouldn't do things. If you're totally a porous, that's also no good. Giving birth, Nimtza, bottom line is, capricious amud me amude ha'olam. It's absolutely necessary for the world to function. Sukukim lo b'nei odom, it's as necessary, just like anything's necessary. Any mada is necessary, just like building's necessary, planting is necessary. Embedded in the world is the necessity for self-control, for precious. Sukukim lo b'nei odom, koshim, sukukim lo shor ha'madon, v'amik tso'os, asher kolechem hem yuchad la'anoshim b'siyomim baladei acherim. Some people know how to do this, some people know how to do that, some people know how to do that, and everybody learns from everybody else. People perform for other people what they're better at, what they've devoted themselves to. So precious also, there are a few people that devote themselves to precious, and they're the role models for everybody, and everybody learns from them and does it in a fitting fashion. But it would have no pshat if everybody would do the same thing. Like this, the world, very interesting, he says, the world is structured that everybody does a different thing and benefits the whole world, and everybody learns from everybody else, and everybody has a chelik in the building of the world. The shleimus of the way the world is set up is everybody does something else, and b'cholus is tikkun olam. That's what Shlomo Melech means in Koheles. Esakolos yafe beito lakolzman beislachol chayfet tachas hashemoyim. The interpretation of the chayfet alovus for these tzukim is that everything has its proper place and everybody has their proper role to fill. And bechlolus, you get the shleimus of the world. Hinein esbor b'meshehigdamnu inyan precious haklolus tehechrech bnei odom aleha, the necessity for it. And now in the second parak he'll talk about the specialized precious that Jews have to practice.